Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Kara Sherman.
Good morning.
Kara, there's always something in the planning or in the works at the Performing Arts Center. And so I thought we better catch up to date. What's the most upcoming thing here really soon?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you have perfect timing because we have a ton of things going on this month. And I'm going to start with this evening. We have a special author that is here in Red Oak, and his name is Richard Longbow. He has traveled here from Maine, and he has written a book called Frozen in Time. And it's about Ootsie the Iceman. And it's kind of the oldest CSI investigation.
Nice comparison. Yes.
And, it's a great story, And he's going to be here at the Wilson this evening in our front lobby doing a book discussion and book signing. And he also designs bows. His name is Richard Longbow. He's a Native American, and he actually designs bows. He has ancient arrows. He collects items that he's found over the years, and so he's a very, very interesting man, and it should be a great opportunity to meet him and discuss his book and just learn about Ootsie the Iceman. It's a great story that delves into our far, far past, and it's very, very interesting. So, again, that will be here this evening in our lobby. It is free of charge. You can just come and listen, and it's from 6 to 9, and you can just come right in our front door, and you won't be able to miss him. He's going to be right in the front lobby, and it should be great. So that's the first of our fun adventures going on.
And I'm guessing 6 to 9, if people can't come the whole time, they're welcome to come in. And
I think so. I think you can just kind of come and go. But, yeah, you know, if you can get here at 6, you get the first gist of his story and his background. He's been researching and working on this book for years and years and years. And it's truly a CSI investigation.
Okay.
It's based on DNA analysis, and it's very, very interesting.
Okay.
So
now, Kara,
I think it'll be interesting.
I need to interrupt our talking about events to make sure that we let people know, just in case they don't know, where the Performing Arts Center is located.
Oh, absolutely.
So they can find you.
Yes. We're right here in Red Oak at the corner of 48th and 34. Our address is 300 Commerce Drive. And it's beautiful big building with the yellow awning out in the front. So you can't miss us.
That's right. Once, if you're on that corner, I think you can't miss you. And so many things going on there. Again, if people have not been there, hey, take an opportunity, because it's an interesting building as well as all the interesting things you have going on.
It is. It's a great story. You know, we've just been open 4 years, and just to tour the facility and what was created by a bunch of very clever individuals in Southwest Iowa, it's pretty much a masterpiece of art on its own. So, you can come in. I'll give you a tour anytime.
Okay, and great.
Another great opportunity is the production of Fiddler on the Roof, which opens next Friday the 14th. It's the 14th through the 16th and the 21st through the 23rd. This is a community theater event. And actually, we have 7 communities represented from all over Southwest Iowa in this production. So there's about 50 folks in the cast. It's going to be a great show. Dan Krause, who's from Red Oak here, is Tevia. Tara Marsden is Golda. So it's a super talented cast. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, again, that starts next weekend, the 14th through the 16th and the 21st through the 23rd.
Now, if people want tickets, do they have to get them ahead, or can they call ahead? What should they do?
It is reserved seating. So if you just give us a call at 712-623-3183, that's our box office number, and we can reserve some seats for you. It's $20 for adults, $10 for students. Chances are there will be tickets available at the door the day of the performance, but a show of this caliber, it's a little risky. I would certainly make your reservations before you come.
And what about times on each of those days? Are they
times? Yes, Friday and Saturday evenings. The show is at 7:30, and then we have Sunday matinees at 2:30.
Okay, so fun. You know, that's a play, a story that has all of the emotions. That's why it's been so successful, you know, sad and anger and lots of fun and lots of great music.
Oh, and just all that great music, you know, tradition and If I Were a Rich Man and Sunrise Sunset, that's been at almost everyone's wedding. It's really beautiful, classic music. It's a great family show, and you know, there's just no doubt that this is one that you can bring grandma and grandpa to, and you can bring your 5-year-old mm-hmm. to, and they're all mm-hmm. going to enjoy it.
Oh, so. Yes. Get in the mood with the music. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a big production that's coming up on the 14th.
The 14th is opening night, the 14th okay. through the 16th and the 21st through the 23rd.
All right. So get yourself yeah. into that. Okay, what else? I know
there's
something else.
Well, we also have some camps coming up because heaven forbid we, you know, not have anything going on all summer. So
right.
We do have a couple of youth theater camps. We're going to be starting, you know, we're going to be taking down the set for Fiddler on Sunday the 23rd. And Monday morning, the 24th, bright and early, we're going to start our Reader's Theater Summer Camp. And this yeah. is for students kindergarten through 8th grade. The camp fee is $20. They'll be meeting on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then Thursday evening, we will be doing a small performance at 6 p.m. So just so that the parents can see what their students learned all week. And it's broke up into three age groups. We have kindergarten through second grade from 9 to 11:30. Again, this is starting on June 24th. We have third through fifth grade from 12:30 to 3. And then we're also doing a middle school theater adventure, and it's for 6th through 8th grade, and that's from 3 to 5:30. And again, it will meet on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday with a Thursday evening performance. You can go to our website at wilsonartscenter.org and download more information and registration forms. And it'll be a very fun adventure. It's a great opportunity for the kids to get up on the stage and have the opportunity to learn some fun exercises, how to project their voices, and just to overcome some of that stage fear of getting up there and performing in front of an audience.
Yeah, let's not wait till we're adults and have all that fear of getting up in front of people. Let's start when we're kids and
exactly.
get through that kind of, yeah.
Yeah, very kids good. Don't have near as much fear as adults do. So yeah. if we get them started young, we'll have a lot more folks on the stage as they get older.
So. Absolutely. So there, you've mentioned a fee for that, and I'm guessing it would be best to pre-register for that.
It would be best to pre-register. There's not really a limit on kids, but that helps us prepare on how many
sure.
adults
sure.
to have on hand. So that will be a fun adventure.
Okay.
And then lastly, we're doing a dance camp this summer also, and that's going to be starting on July 2nd. And that's also broke down by age groups, but it's kindergarten through 6th grade, and it will be running July 2nd through August 10th. They'll be meeting once a week, and then they'll be doing a final little performance on August 10th. The fee for that camp is $30 for the entire 6-week run. It will be run by Laura Butts, who's a high school student here in Red Oak, but if anyone has seen Laura dance or choreograph one of our many shows in the community, you will see that she is one excellent dancer, and so these kids are going to be in some really fine hands, and so that will be another fun camp adventure going on for the mm-hmm. summer. So,
we're visiting with Kara Sherman about the things that are going on at the Wilson Performing Arts Center, which is part of the Southwest Iowa Performing Arts Association. This is not just a Red Oak, Montgomery County thing. This is for all of Southwest Iowa. I think sometimes we forget that, Kara.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and like I say, with our production for Fiddler on the Roof, you know, we're representing seven different communities that are participating in this event. It's a great facility for all of Southwest Iowa. When we have visiting artists, that, you know, this gentleman is coming from Maine, that, you know, we are the first stop on his book tour across the country. And, you know, so you need to, you know, not let, it's not just a Red Oak facility. Mm-hmm. It is for all of Southwest mm-hmm. Iowa. And come and participate in these events because there are some really special things going on.
And you have a variety to meet people's interests. It's not just music. It's not just theater. It's that whole range. And you also have classes going on sometime during the year if people want to have some special instructors.
We have a fabulous strings program with Becky Kia from Stanton. She plays with the Omaha Symphony and with Mannheim Steamroller. And Becky does a strings program on Monday evening starting in the fall. And so she's a fabulous a violinist, and she's just created a great program. She's been doing it for 10 years already here
wow.
in Wilson. And so she has a great program. We have dance for kindergarten through high school, and we have actually also have been doing some adult Zumba classes. We have private lessons in voice, piano, percussion, and guitar. So there is just a plethora of events going on and things to participate in.
Is there any production coming up that people should be thinking about if they would like to try out or volunteer or something here in the not so close future, but a little further out?
Absolutely. Well, we're going to be disclosing our 13-14 season very soon. We have some great productions coming up professionally as well as community theater. If someone's interested in auditioning for a show, our community theater productions for next season are Barefoot in the Park and also the female version of The Odd Couple. So we're doing a little bit of Neil Simon there. We're also doing a show called It's a Wonderful Life, and that's the It's a Wonderful Life radio show we'll be doing during the Christmas holidays. And then a year from now, our big production for next spring will be Guys and Dolls. So that's a great classic with a huge cast and will be a ton of fun.
Okay. So, remind us, Kara, how we can get more information. Your website address again?
Yes, if you go to our website, which is wilsonartscenter.org, you will be able to find a listing of all of our upcoming events, all of the registration forms for these classes that are going to be coming up, and also our address is 300 Commerce Drive in Red Oak, Iowa, and if you would like us to send you a brochure, more information, you can sure do that, and you can personally email me at wilsonperformingarts@gmail.com.
Okay, pretty
easy.
And
I will sure send you any information you could possibly be looking for.
Okay, so remember that Fiddler on the Roof is coming up starting the 14th, a couple weekends there, so get your tickets for that. We want to thank you very much, Kara Sherman, for bringing us up to date and all the exciting things at the Wilson Performing Arts Center.
Well, thank you so much for thinking of us, and hope to see you come over next weekend for the show. And if you're around this evening, come see Richard Longbow.
Okay.
It'll be a very interesting discussion.
Great. And until next time, here's a thought to ponder. Living is like licking honey off a thorn.